Chapter 8. Isabella Escapes. After Catherine's death, the early spring weather changed again. The sky turned grey, snow came, and the birds went silent. Mr. Linton stayed in his room, and I looked after Kathy in one of the downstairs rooms. One morning, 3 days after Catherine's funeral, I was sitting with Kathy on my knee when the door opened. A woman entered, breathing hard and laughing. "I'm sorry," she said, "but I know that Edgar is in bed and I could not stop myself. I have run here from Wuthering Heights." It was Isabella. Her blonde hair had fallen wildly around her shoulders, and her thin clothes were wet with snow. One of her eyes was bruised, and she had a cut under one ear. I made her change her clothes, then sat her in front of the fire with a cup of tea. "Sit down, Nelly," she said, "and put the baby down. I'm so sorry about Catherine, but I am not sorry for Heathcliff. That awful man has killed my heart. How could Catherine be his friend?" Then she took off her wedding ring and threw it into the fire. "A carriage is coming to take me to London. Of course, I would like to stay here because I can help Edgar and it is my home. But Heathcliff will hate that. He won't want me to be comfortable and happy. So he will come here to get revenge on me." "Tell me what happened at Wuthering Heights," I said. "Hindley wanted to go to the funeral," she replied. "So he was trying not to drink much the night before. But this meant he was even more angry and unhappy than usual. He and I were sitting by the fire, and we heard Heathcliff come home. It was the first time we had seen him for more than a week. Hindley suddenly got up with a knife. 'You and I both hate that man,' he said, 'and now I am going to kill him.' Heathcliff came into the kitchen, and Hindley ran at him. But Heathcliff hit Hindley, and the knife fell to the floor. Then he picked up a big stone and hit Hindley with it. Hindley fell down, bleeding from his nose. Then Heathcliff kicked him and hit his head again and again against the stone floor. After that, he hit me too and threw me on the floor next to Hindley. 'Get out of here,' he said. At that moment, Joseph came, and I got up and ran to my room. I stayed a few more days, but Heathcliff was mad with grief because of Catherine's death, and he kept shouting at me and hitting me. Finally, I woke up early this morning and collected my things. Then I came straight here." Soon after, a carriage came and took Isabella to London. A few months later, she gave birth to a son called Linton, who she described in her letters as a thin and weak child. She never returned to Thrushcross Grange, but later she and her brother began writing to each other. 6 months after Catherine's death, the doctor from Gimmerton told me that Mr. Hindley had also died because of his drinking. I immediately went to Mr. Linton. "Hareton is your nephew, so he should come to live with us," I said. "There is nothing for him at Wuthering Heights." Mr. Linton was not sure, but he finally agreed to let me go to Wuthering Heights. He told me that Hindley had owed Heathcliff a lot of money because of losing card games. "Wuthering Heights is Mr. Heathcliff's now," he said. "Hindley gave it to Heathcliff to pay him the money that he owed. Hareton is poor. He does not own Wuthering Heights, and he has no money." But when I got to Wuthering Heights, Mr. Heathcliff would not let me take Hareton. "I want to keep a child here," he said. "So if you take Hareton, I will ask Isabella for my child." When I got back, I repeated Mr. Heathcliff's words to Mr. Linton. He was worried that if we asked for his nephew, Heathcliff would ask Isabella for Linton. This stopped us from asking for Hareton again.